Minneapolis protesters march against ICE as governor urges Trump to remove agents. This is horrifying. Minneapolis residents reel from second deadly shooting. Who was Alex Preddy, the intensive care nurse shot dead in Minneapolis? At least 7 dead and 800,000 without power as major winter storm hits U.S. Russia using Interpol's wanted list to target critics abroad. Leak reveals. 15 dead after Philippines ferry with 300 passengers sinks. Venezuela frees dozens of political prisoners, human rights group says. Heatwave warnings across Australia as millions celebrate National Day. Kenya's ex-deputy president alleges assassination attempt in church attack. Sir Mark Tully, the BBC's Voice of India, dies aged 90. Climber Alex Honnold scales a 101-floor skyscraper without safety gear. Party backed by generals set for landslide as sham. Myanmar election ends. Cyclist wins Australia race despite being knocked off by kangaroo. Trump says UK soldiers in Afghanistan among greatest of all warriors. As the world inches back to a pre-W2 order, the middle powers face a grave new challenge. Tearful goodbyes as Japan returns pandas to China amid worsening ties. What we know about the fatal shooting of Alex Preddy by federal agents in Minneapolis. What India's Republic Day red carpet means for its foreign policy. How Soviet urban planning is helping Russia freeze Ukraine. 4 attacks in 48 hours. How East Australia's beaches became a perfect storm for sharks. Tragic chapter on the train sends rail superpower, Spain, into crisis. Analyzing the Minneapolis shooting frame by frame, winter storm grips U.S. as millions face power outages and disruption. Watch BBC at protests near scene where Alex Preddy was shot dead. Could trilateral talks yield a breakthrough in Ukraine-Russia war? Oil prices hold gains amid geopolitical tensions. Supply concerns, oil field service company Baker Hughes posts 11th rise in adjusted quarterly profit. Oil holds on to gains as Iran keeps investors on our plant ages surge in eastern U.S. amid restricted gas supplies and frigid weather. Here's everything you need to know about the copper market. Frigid weather stresses U.S. electric grid. U.S. energy sector braces for winter storm as crude and natural gas output fall. U.S. has taken oil from seized Venezuelan. Tankers, Trump tells NY Post. Goldman lifts 2026 Dutch TTF forecast as cold weather tightens balances. Basic Fit confirms 2025 outlook, projects revenue growth for 2026. Analysis, key French broadcaster seeks media law revamp to join Europe's M&A party. Sources say 7 UK industrial stocks Jefferies prefers despite weak PMI backdrop. Ryanair upgrades fare growth forecast on strong early 2026 bookings. Exclusive, LVMH investors demand clarity on Bernard Arnault's succession plan. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 6-8%. Asia stocks mixed ahead of Fed meeting. Nikkei slumps amid yen spike. More than 847,000 U.S. customers without power as winter storm freezes much of the U.S. Samsung to start HBM4 deliveries to NVIDIA next month, reports show. 5 takeaways from Davos 2026. U.S. consumer sentiment surges, beating expectations and boosting dollar. Manufacturing PMI holds steady, aligns with forecasts. Steady services PMI holds ground at 52.5, fails to meet expectations. U.S.-Indonesian trade deal could boost trade fourfold, Caden Chair says. Foreign direct investment in China slides 9.5% in 2025. U.K. businesses report post-budget bounce. U.K. private sector activity hits 21-month high in January. Eurozone output growth continues in January as business confidence rises. Yen rallies to over 2-month high as markets on alert for intervention. Gold has more room to run as geopolitics, central bank buying fuel gains, analysts say. Morning bid yen's wild ride has markets nervous. Japan's ex-finance minister Noda sees limited success to yen intervention. Japan says in close coordination with U.S. on Forex as yen intervention risks mount.